the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome to Alive. This is Claire here, and thank you once again for joining Gary and me. Oh, Gary, I feel a bit shattered today. My family and I sold our home at auction, and that's always a very, very stressful thing. But deal is done, so looking forward to new chapters. And as I told my daughter, Kaitaia, here I come. So what do you reckon, Gary? Shall I move to Kaitaia?
No. Become a Westie like me.
Actually, I'm really looking in the West because I would love to live closer to the Adoration Chapel at Titirangi because right. I go there. Well, I went last night. I went the night before. 32 kilometres from where I live at the moment, 64 round trip. Yeah. It'd be great to live a little bit closer. So, possibly.
Yeah. I'd look out west if I was you.
There might be a garage I can
You'll
afford.
You'll have to buy Holden or Ford, though.
To go with it.
And wear leather.
Yes.
And bash people occasionally.
I don't think any of those are going to be up my alley.
But okay.
Anyway. Okay.
I can train you.
I'm sure. All right, if you've been listening to us over the last half a dozen episodes, you will have heard some fantastic parts of our two talks by Gabrielle Cubby. Now, Gabrielle is German, and she was in New Zealand recently and spoke at the FLI conference. She spoke at the Life Fest for the children, and she spoke how the world has a tsunami has come over the world with regards to this gender ideology. And in the name of freedom, we're actually losing our freedom. So it's very, very fascinating. So we'll just get on and hear the second part of
Then in the 1990s, the sexual revolution took a new turn. The ground was prepared to put the axe to the root of Christian anthropology and all the social institutions that are founded on it, in particular marriage and family. Radical feminism and the homosexual movement merged and gave birth to gender theory. The US philosopher Judith Butler, a proclaimed lesbian, published her book titled Gender Subversion of Identity. She dared to attack the binary structure of human existence, the fact that we are either man or woman. She took individual freedom to an extreme where it becomes absurd, the claim that man can choose his gender. According to Butler, the gender of a person is nothing but conditioning through society and language and a matter of individual performance. Today you perform as a man, tomorrow as a woman, and teach children to do that. The identity of man is not founded on the fact that he's either man or woman, but by his so-called new terms, sexual orientation and gender identity. These are terms of this new ideology. And that is defended not by biology, but that is defined our gender, so-called gender identity, not by biology, but by our feelings. Listen to the definition of gender identity in a document called the Yogyakarta Principles. I come back to that later. Quote, gender identity is defined by each person's deeply felt internal and individual experience of gender, or may not correspond with the sex assigned at birth. They stuck a label on your little baby strampelhose where it said, this is a girl or this is a boy. Maybe it was wrong, yeah? Or maybe they don't do it anymore because they want to leave it to your choice. Judith Butler teaches at California University, Columbia University, at a Swiss university. She's a member of the Rockefeller Institute, the Guggenheim Foundation. She receives the highest awards, $1 million for this award and $50,000 in Germany for an award of the town of Frankfurt. This raises the question, why do the rich and mighty give her as much influence as they possibly can? Why is gender ideology useful to them? Judith Butler is a student of the neo-Marxist French philosopher Michel Foucault, who died of AIDS in 1984. Foucault is the hero of today's college campuses, where the traditional curriculum is rejected and with it the highest achievements of Western culture. Foucault is the father of the philosophy of constructivism. Everything is constructed, nothing is given. The idea is everything is constructed, so everything can be deconstructed, especially marriage and family. The agenda of Foucault laid out in his writing was separate the woman and sexuality from fertility, family, and child. Debase the model of marriage and family. Speak negatively about it. Bourgeois stuff, let's get rid of it. Yeah? Three, promote sex amongst children and youth. Four, remove taboos and normalize all kinds of perverse sexes and identities. I used a word which you're not allowed to use anymore. It is not my word, it was the word of Foucault. I want to stress that, yeah, in our times. Within a few decades, his agenda was successfully implemented in all areas of society. In Germany, we have 200 professors, nearly all women, who teach the next academic generation that there is no binary structure of man and woman, but so-called gender fluidity. Maybe you are something in between. Yeah, make up your mind. You can change it tomorrow. A global movement battles successfully for the human right for marriage and children for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual people. There's now a great victory in the south of Australia. Thus, marriage and family become devoid of meaning and appear as outdated social institutions. Children now learn in school that besides father, mother, children, there are other types of families, one as good as the other. Patchwork families, single families, rainbow families. But those of us who live in this kind of family, and I come from a divorced parents and I am divorced, I know the suffering. Have we not experienced severe and lasting pain over the separation of our biological parents and the breakup of our families? The feminist homosexual agenda was taken over by the power elites of this world. Socialist equality, feminist liberation, and sexual liberation became the global strategy of a network of global players, of the global players on our planet, the United Nations, the European Union, global NGOs like International Planned Parenthood Federation, and ILGA, the umbrella organization for sexual movement. All global corporations are in it, like Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, billionaire foundations of individuals, like Rockefeller, Bill Gates, and George Soros, supported by the mainstream media and the entertainment industry. They bring all their political and financial power to bear to destroy traditional values and force the LGBT agenda unto all nations of this world. To make the binary burn is the heading of an article by transgender activist Rick Wilshans. He openly expresses what the strategic aim of the LGBT movement is: the destruction of the binary structure of human existence. The latest attack is the so-called bathroom battle in the United States, all this transgender nonsense which we are now made objects of. The Obama administration forces schools through financial blackmailing to allow students with so-called gender dysphoria to use the bathrooms and locker rooms of the gender of the opposite sex. The problem does not exist in reality. It is fabricated to plunge the world into a crazy debate on the choice of gender at the expense of girls who are given prey to sexual abuses. Because it is considered discrimination to deny to same-sex couples what they cannot have, that is marriage and children, the artificial production of children is now increasingly legalized. In some countries, same-sex couples are allowed to buy the ingredients of the product child: egg cells, sperm cells, insemination in a laboratory, the outsourcing of pregnancy for money to surrogate mother, and you will have children who have five parents. Dear friends, where have we come to? Barbarism is not something long past. Barbarism is what we are moving into in our ever so humanistic and democratic societies. This new barbarism hides behind such appealing words like tolerance, freedom, non-discrimination, human rights, even compassion. Do not get me wrong. What I'm saying is not directed against individuals with same-sex attraction or maybe gender dysphoria. They have a difficult life and need acceptance and unsexualized friendship. I refuse to reduce people to their sexuality. Sex is one aspect of the human person and not the most important one. I'm a Christian, and the Lord calls us to love every person. He calls us to the most radical love possible. Love your enemies. Bless those who persecute you. Each one of us is a child of God, however far we have gone astray. And we all have gone astray. And you know, it was quoted already, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. All these parties up there, as John Henry rejoiced in, yeah? But the problem of our time is that we are no longer allowed to call a sin a sin. In some countries, we pay heavy fines or even go to jail for it. Religious freedom is sacrificed on the altar of the idol sex. That is serious, because the path of salvation is obscure. Let us sum up why gender theory is false, unscientific, detached from reality, and full of contradictions. It is 9 points. Gender theory is a direct attack on the Creator and the order of creation. You will not find a single person into gender who is a believer in God. It puts the autonomous individual on the throne of God. The ecological movement demands the respect of nature. Man is part of nature, the crown of nature, in fact, and can only survive if he respects his own nature and the nature around him. Gender theory denies the difference between man and woman, yet we know every single cell of the human body of a man is male and of a woman is female. all sciences concerning the human being prove these differences, especially brain research. The differences complement each other and qualify for motherhood and fatherhood. To deny reality is a denial of reason and truth. The commitment to reason and truth is at the heart of Western science. Humanity falls back into a pre-scientific era.
Okay.
Since man is endowed with free will, he must have criteria to discern between right and wrong, between good and evil, between life-giving and life-destroying behavior. In the realm of sexuality, heterosexuality is the condition of human existence, of marriage and family. Homosexuality is not.
Okay. Had a little bit of a problem with the pause button. But it's 3 o'clock, as always, time for the Divine Mercy Prayer. All we can rely on, really, is the mercy of Christ. That's the foundation of his love, is his mercy. And without that mercy, then his love, is not fulfilled. So if you are having problems and you don't know where to go, don't know who to turn to, then join in this prayer with us and ask Christ to pour out his mercy on your situation and on your life, because he is Lord and Saviour of us all, even though you may not realise it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God,
Holy Mighty One,
Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, if you're pregnant or feel you're being pressured into an abortion, you don't have to go down that pathway. There are people who can help you, people who will care for you and your child. Help is available also. If you are suffering the after effects of an abortion, you're also a victim and need support. Help is available by phoning Pregnancy Counselling Services on 09 307 6745. I'll repeat that, 09-307-6745. If you are suffering in any of these areas, help is also available by phoning Family Life International on 0800-367-5433. That's 0800-367-5433 or 0800 for life. You don't have to continue suffering. Genuine loving care is available. Every Wednesday between 9 and 10, there are, well, the 40-day... Prayer for Life is going to take place now at Dominion Road in the Eden Quarter by the ASB Bank. When does that start?
Ash Wednesday.
Which is what, the 3rd of March, something early in March, is it?
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the actual date, but I think it's during the first week in March, and so it'll start on Ash Wednesday if you go and look that up. And for 40 days up until Easter time. But other than that, on Wednesday mornings between 9 and 10, there's always somebody praying there anyhow, and also on the corner of Green Lane and Manukau Roads between 10 and 11, there's always people praying there. So if you've got time, come along and make a public statement, and by your prayer, overcome this evil of abortion.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Yes, I think it's the 1st of March, it could be. Because it's a Wednesday. So do come along. It is an amazing witness. And you get a bit of abuse, but mainly it's pretty positive. And in fact, what was that story, Gary, about a lady over the road you told me last week?
I can't remember offhand now.
Oh, she was one of the worst abusers. And then she actually came over and admitted that she had had two abortions. So, of course, you know, that whole, what she had done made her very unhappy and very, very aggressive. So it's not surprising that you're going to get that reaction. In fact, as they walk past you, you can almost, by the antagonism to you, and even actually older woman, very interesting, you can almost think, I wonder. And so you just say a prayer for them, and you certainly do not engage. We're not there to argue. Yeah, it's a very, very powerful witness, and I've been doing it for 3 or 4 years. And one couple of years ago, I did it every day, Gary. Started off at 8 o'clock every morning with Mark. So that was really, really good. Really enjoyed that witness. Okay, we're going to finish the program now with Bob Dylan. You've got to serve somebody.
You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion. The world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict. Dancing on the stage, money plugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a state trooper. It might be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor. You may be blind or lame. Maybe living in another country under another name. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may